Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18 and verse number 10. And if you would you stand with me out of reverence and respect to the Word of God as we read from God's Word, not man's Word, not the world's Word, God's Word. Verse number 10. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if man have 100 sheep, and one of them gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 that goeth unto the mountain and seeketh that which is gone astray? If so be that he findeth it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more than of that sheep, than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, is it not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish? Now, we've read that. Now we're going to go to our text verse. This is an illustration of what we're about to read. This is a two-finger message. Amen. One finger in one place, another finger right here. Turn over to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4.
Amen.
In verse number 19, a simple, short little verse, a wonderful verse. 1 John, chapter 4, verse number 19. We love him because he first loved us. I'm going to read that one more time, short verse. Let's make sure we got it. We love him because he first loved us.
Amen.
If I could this morning sit down with each one of you right here in the church, sit on the front pew and talk to you about this subject till I knew without a question you had it fully and completely understood and you're applying it to your life, I would. But I can't, as I wished I could. I think this is such an important truth.
Yes, it is. Yes.
That we must have it. And I want to speak to you on that truth this morning, entitled, No Matter What. No Matter What. Father, thank you for this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for this time. Now, Holy Spirit, I ask that you flow through me like water would flow through a hose. And that you would use me, your hose, to flow through and to touch and change the hearts and the minds and the lives of your people by this simple truth. Lord, there's so many things we need. We're such a fragile people. Seems like it takes absolutely nothing to hurt us or just make us confused or disorient us. But Lord, this truth is a truth we need to cling to. It's a truth that the world needs to have. No matter what comes up. So please use this service that your name would be magnified and glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, may be seated. Many in this world, if not all of our world, is beat. They're beaten, they're battered, they're burdened. They're looking for something that they can put their faith and trust in. Last night, the bars and the clubs were filled with hurting, broken people. They were yearning to know something that's true, something that was real, something that they could cling to. Multitudes around the world woke up this morning, brokenhearted, feeling lost, groping for something they just can't seem to reach. Yet we have what they're looking for and we forget that we even have it.
Amen.
Many Christians woke up this morning looking for something that they had forgotten about.
Yes, amen.
Something that they have needed. Something that we need every day. What is it that everybody wants? What is it that we have that we forget that we have? It's the knowledge that Jesus loves me.
Amen.
Not that Jesus loves the world, because he does.
Yes, sir.
But most importantly, he loves me.
Yes, amen.
1 John 4:19 says we love him because he first loved us. I don't love God just because I'm looking for love. I love God because he loved me first. I can cling unto him because he sought for me. Like this man that went out and looked for that lost sheep. He went out seeking for something that was lost. I'm lost. You're lost. He loves me. He loves you. Often in our earthly Christian life, when we first got saved in our early life, we learned John 3:16, a wonderful verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is a true and wonderful verse.
Yes, amen.
There are many different truths presented in this one short verse.
Yes.
I don't have the time to preach them, but I'll tell you, they have things like God loved the world.
Yes.
That's a true
statement.
Or the truth like God gave us his only Son. A true statement.
Yes.
All we need to go to heaven is to believe on the work of his Son, Jesus Christ.
Right.
We all need that.
Right.
Once we receive Jesus, we will not perish, but have everlasting life. That is all in John 3:16.
Amen.
However, often we forget that about what this verse is also teaching us. It's teaching us that God loves you.
Amen.
Not just the whole world, but God loves you.
Yes, amen.
Some of the greatest songs that you could ever sing are not the hymns that we sing in our church services, but the little songs we teach our children in Sunday school or in junior church. You know, like, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. He loves me, not you, me. He loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. It's not my idea. It's not my impression. It's not what the world teaches. It's what God said. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. No matter what. God loves me! And God loves you. It's true that he loves the world. It's true that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. It's true that Jesus wants the world to be saved. But ladies and gentlemen, what we forgot is it's personal. He loves me. He knows me. He has every hair on my hair numbered. Now for some of you, you don't have to count very far.
Right, amen.
But for others of us, he's got to count a lot.
Right.
And for some of you, I don't know if he ever can quit counting. Your hair is so thick.
Right, amen.
But I don't even know how many hairs I have. You don't even know. You don't even care.
Right, amen.
If you're going bald, you shave it.
Yeah.
If you're not going bald, you grow it.
Right.
When it gets too long, you cut it.
Right.
And when it gets to split ends, you get aggravated with it.
Right.
Some of us color it. Some of us let it go natural. Some of us just don't care at all about it. But God has it all numbered.
Right. Right.
That's how much he loves me.
Yeah, Matt.
We forget that.
Yes.
We forget that singing that song. No matter who you are, Jesus loves you.
Yes, sir.
No matter what you have, Jesus loves you.
Yes, sir.
No matter what you say, Jesus loves you.
Yes, sir.
No matter where you've gone, Jesus loves you.
Amen.
No matter how you've acted, Jesus loves you.
Amen.
No matter where you live, Jesus loves you.
Yes, sir.
No matter how drunk you were last night, and hopefully none of you here were necessarily drunk, but the world was.
Yeah.
And no matter how drunk they were or how drunk you may have been last night.
Yeah.
Jesus loves you.
Amen. Amen.
Doesn't matter what kind of drugs you were on last night. Jesus loves you.
Yes.
Right.
Doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. Jesus loves you.
Yes. Amen.
It doesn't matter how bad you are. Jesus loves you.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how good you are. Jesus loves you.
Yes. Yes.
It doesn't matter how rich you are. Jesus loves you, and I'd like to see you at the service. I might love you too. It doesn't matter how poor you are. Jesus loves you, and I'd like to shake your hand after the service, but I want to go talk to the rich guy. Jesus loves you.
Amen.
Jesus loves you no matter what.
Amen.
No matter what.
Amen.
We love him because he first loved us.
Amen.
I wish I had a way to tell everybody in the world today that Jesus loved them to the point where they understood it. Because that's what the world is looking for.
Yes.
Amen.
Now he loves you. Yesterday he loved you.
Amen.
Today, throughout the day, he will love you all throughout today.
Yes.
And tomorrow he's still going to love you.
Yes. Amen.
No matter what.
Amen.
Jesus loves you.
Amen.
First, or John chapter 13. John chapter 13. In John chapter 13, in verse number 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own,
yes, Lord,
which were in the world, he loved them to the end. Wow, what a statement.
Yes.
Jesus' love is endless. He loved us to the end. To the end of the day, he will love us.
Amen.
To the end of this next week, he will love us. Amen. To the end of the year, he will love us. To the end of the decade, he will love us. To the end of your life, he will love you. And to the end of eternity, which is never, he'll love you.
Amen.
God loves you no matter what, and it's without end.
Amen, amen.
Looking at John chapter 13 and verse number 1, Jesus loved his people. He never wavered from that love through his death, through the cruel cross, through all the things they did to him. He loved them to the end. He could have quit loving and not endured the cross.
Right.
But he did not.
Right.
He could have quit loving us and quit and not had to go through the suffering and the shame of a public trial.
Right.
He could have quit and not been beaten with the cat of nine tails, which left him with almost no flesh at all.
Yes.
In a place that you could not even recognize he was a man.
Right.
Male, that means.
Right.
He was beaten so bad that you wouldn't have recognized him walking down the street.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't have known who he was.
Right. Amen.
Yet, he did not quit. Because he loved us to the end. He could have quit when they nailed him to the cross.
Yes.
Man, can you imagine the pain of taking that big old spike and starting it with that big old hammer, just nailing that thing into your flesh? Oh man, would that hurt? But he did not quit. He did not give up. He loved us to the end. He loved us to the end when they picked up that cross. They didn't nail him to the cross while the cross was standing up. They laid the cross down. They nailed him to the cross.
Yeah.
They put his hands into the wood. They put his feet into the wood. They bent his knees because on a cross you cannot breathe. They bent his knees. He's laying now. They picked up that cross in the court of Psalm 22. When they dropped it in the hole to make it stand up, it was like every bone was ripped out of joint.
Right, yeah, right.
And there, on that cross, he couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
You can't breathe on a cross like that. It's just impossible. So they bend the knees.
Right.
And they bend the knees and they put that little platform on that cross for one reason, so you can pick yourself up and take a breath.
Yeah.
And let yourself back down. And in order to do that, he had to go through the pain of trying to reach You ever got something on a joint?
Right, yeah.
And somebody says, be real still, and they start to pull on that thing.
Yeah. Right.
Pain. Yeah, do that to himself.
Right.
To be able to even breathe and endure the cross, to pay in full, until he said, it's finished.
Yeah, amen.
And it was finished.
Amen.
And he did it and loved us to the end.
That's right.
He could have quit as he struggled to breathe on that cross for 3 hours.
Yes, amen.
Enduring that anguish and pain. He could have quit when his father turned his head from him and said, my son, why has, my God, when the father said, when he said to him, his father, I know somebody said
it.
When he said to his father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He could have quit.
Right.
For the first time in all of eternity, the Heavenly Father turned his back on his son and said, I can't look at you. Why? My sins were there. Your sins were there. They were placed upon our great God for our sake because he loves you. He could have quit. But he didn't. He could have quit, but he didn't. Instead he said, it is finished.
Right.
He could have quit and not given us the gift of eternity. But he did not.
Right.
He continued on.
Right.
He endured the cross. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 2 of chapter 12 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He finished it. It's over. It's done. Why? Because he loves me. Why? He loves me. Why? He loves me. Why? He loves me. That's why.
That's right. Amen.
For the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. Hey, he enjoys loving you.
Right. Amen.
Don't ask me why he enjoys loving you.
Right.
Or why he enjoys loving me, because I have no idea. But he does.
Right.
He enjoys, but the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen.
Why? He did this for one reason, that no matter what, he loves you and me.
Amen.
Don't believe this stuff of the devil, that he doesn't love you because of this. He doesn't love you because of that. Or this, well, if I wouldn't have done that, maybe Jesus would love you. No! No! I'm sick and tired of us believing the devil. No!
Yeah.
God loves you no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what. You say, but I told a lie. Oh yeah, lying is forgiving. Gone. It's forgiven. Finished. Under the blood.
Right.
Amen. You say, well, you don't know what I did. Don't need to know what you did. You don't know what I did. Nah, nah, nah.
Right.
You don't know what I did. I don't know what you did. Don't need to know. God loves you.
Amen.
That's all I need to know.
Right, sir.
That's all you need to know.
That's right.
God loves you.
Yeah, amen.
God loves me.
Amen.
What a thrill. What a privilege.
Yes.
What an honor. Man, it's so great. It's so vast. It's so wonderful.
Yes.
And we forget it.
Yes.
Yeah. We let it run by us. The world's looking for this. The world doesn't understand this. The world wants this. Remember the old song, All We Need Is Love?
Yeah.
Yeah, amen.
I got it already. I don't need to go find it somewhere else.
Yeah,
I got it in Jesus Christ. It's there. Always has been there. Always will be there. All I have to do is accept it. And it's mine.
Amen.
He did it for one reason. He does all these things for one reason. We love him because he first loved us. When people hated him, he still loved you.
Right.
When people spat upon him, he still loved you.
That's right.
When people beat him to the place where the big old soldiers took their big, strong, muscular hands and started buffeting him. Now, a buffet doesn't sound bad. It means to punch your lights out.
Right. Amen.
It means to hit you as hard as they can. Boom! Can you imagine a big guy like Pastor Carl Carlson hitting a little fellow like me?
Right.
I would have to melt right there.
Yeah.
And that's what the soldiers did to Jesus.
Yes.
And he still loved you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
When they called him names and demanded his death, crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify him! He still loved you.
That's right.
When they laughed at him and mocked him and made fun of him, he still loved you.
Yes, sir.
He still loves you till today. Yes. And he'll continue to love you tomorrow, no matter what.
Amen.
Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And verse number 35.
Ooh-wee.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
Yeah.
Shall tribulation?
Uh-uh.
No.
Or distress? No way. Persecution? Uh-uh. Famine? No. Nakedness? No, just go get some clothes on.
Right.
Peril? No. Sword? Uh-uh. As it's written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Woo! How do you overcome that? Man, why do we forget that? Hey, he loves me! He loves me! He loves me!
Mighty man!
Man, he loves me.
Yes.
That's good stuff. If all you heard today were these three words, he loves you. That's all that's important. That's good enough. That'll get you through the week. That'll get you through a month. That'll get you through a year. That'll get you through eternity. Why? He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you.
Why?
Nothing can stop it. Not death. Not life. Not angels. Even fallen angels.
Right. Yeah, amen.
Not principalities. Those are powers that work behind the scenes. No powers that work in front of the scenes. Nothing. Not any power of any kind. Not the devil, not some people, not no government, not a magistrate, not things present nor things to come, not heights nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate you. Separate me. From the love of God.
Yes, sir.
Which is in Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Wow. How wonderful that is. Ladies and gentlemen, that matter, no matter what, God loves you.
Yes, sir.
We get busy. This world consumes our minds, consumes our time,
yes.
Consumes our energy.
Yes.
We get tired.
Yes.
We get beaten up. We get run over by the world, the flesh, and the devil. We're laying there going, help me. And all we have to do is remember. Jesus loves me.
That's right.
Sometimes when we sing that song in churches, I'm at, I go, Jesus doesn't love you. He loves me. I don't know about you, but I know he loves me. Amen.
That's right.
I know he loves me. I know he loves me. He loves me. Jesus loves me. I know it. Without a question, I know it. I can rejoice in it. No matter what happens to me, I never have to worry. Why? He loves me. No matter what comes my way, I never have to worry. Why? He loves me. No matter how difficult life may be, he loves me. No matter what issues come up in my life or come up in your life, he loves me.
Amen.
Loves me. You know, if someone loves me, they tell me the truth.
Yes, Lord.
He tells me the truth.
Yes, Lord.
I can trust someone who loves me.
Yes, amen.
He loves me. He's kind to me. He's gentle to me. He's never going to allow something to come into my life that I cannot handle.
Right, amen.
And that he is not there for. Because he's always with me.
Yes.
Because he loves me. He loves me.
Man loves me.
No matter what, Jesus loves me.
Yes.
Sometimes we forget this.
Yes.
Sometimes we just ignore it. Sometimes we make ourselves to be an exception to this. Well, yeah, Jesus may love me, but there's no buts here.
Right.
He loves. We love him because he first loved us.
Man.
The world. Our flesh, the devil, are constantly trying to tell us that we are unworthy of that love. But that doesn't change it. He still loves us. We are and always have been and always will be loved by him.
Amen.
There will never be, or there never have been, anything that would cause me to have to worry about God's love for me. Because all the way back at the beginning, in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, we find this simple statement. God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
So he knew what I was. He knew what you were. He knows our condition. He doesn't say, improve and I might love you. While we were yet sinners,
yes,
Christ died for us. The ultimate statement of love.
That's right.
John chapter 16, verse 27. For the Father himself loveth you because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out of the Father.
Amen.
Not only does Jesus love me, the Father loves me.
Amen.
John chapter 15, verse 9. As the Father loveth me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. Hey, don't forget about it. Don't let it escape you. Don't let the world overwhelm you. Don't let the devil try to steal it out of your heart or your mind or your life.
Yes.
Hey, no matter what, I love you.
Yes, amen.
John, 1 John 1, 9. And this is the manifestation, and this was manifested, the love of God towards us. Because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Wow.
Man.
It's a manifestation of the fact that God loves me personally.
Yes, amen.
You know, sometimes we forget this. And we think, well, God just loves the world because John 3:16, you know, we see it everywhere. Go to a football game, they go to kick a field goal, somebody holds it up. John 3:16!
Yeah.
That's not a bad verse, it's a great verse.
Yeah,
but I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, it's more than just God loves the world.
That's right.
He loves me.
Yeah, amen.
If I was the only human being ever to sin, and I've done plenty of it. I've done enough sin in my lifetime to take care of all your sin.
Make your plan.
Right.
I have. I bet you I can out-sin anybody here. Not that I want a contest. Okay. But man, I just know me. Yet, God says in that condition, he loved me.
Yes.
And he manifested that love to me by giving me Jesus Christ to die on the cross for my sins. I know no better truth this morning than Jesus loves you. I know no better news today than Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you if you're poor.
Yeah.
Jesus loves you if you're wealthy.
Yes.
Jesus loves you if you're educated.
Right.
Jesus loves you if you're uneducated.
Yeah.
Jesus loves you if you can read. Jesus loves you if you're illiterate.
Right.
Jesus loves you if you're alone.
Right.
Jesus loves you if you're surrounded by loved ones.
Right.
Jesus loves you if you're happy. Jesus loves you if you're an old cranky bearded white guy.
Right.
Jesus loves you if you got. Jesus loves you if you are loving. And God loves you if you're unloving. God loves you if you're strong. God loves you when you're weak. God loves you when you're mad. And God loves you when you're sad. God loves you when you're filled with joy. Or if you're broken and frustrated by life.
Come on, amen.
God loves you if you're thin. Or God loves you if you're well upholstered. God loves you if you're sick. God loves you if you're tired. God loves you even if you're sick and tired.
Right, amen.
He loves you. He loves you if you're loving. He loves you when you're unloving. He loves you when you're lovely. He loves you when you're unlovely. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus loves you.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. Walk in his love. As Christ also has loved us. And given himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Woo! What a statement.
Amen.
Yes.
What an amazing love. What a tremendous love. This is a love that will never, ever end, no matter what you've done, no matter what you will do.
Yes.
When we walk in the light, His love is in the light. When we walk in the darkness, His love is there to light up our darkness.
Right.
See, ladies and gentlemen, the victory is yours. As it says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 37, nay, and all these things, yes, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us.
Right.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Say it, yes. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves
me.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
I know you believe it because you received it. But do you apply that love? Jesus loves me. If you've never accepted His love for you today, you can receive that right now by asking Jesus Christ to save you. If you have received Christ as your Savior, and you've let the world and the flesh and the devil and all those things that happen to us cause you to forget, maybe doubt, maybe a weekend, today, you can come to this old-fashioned altar and say, thank you, 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 that you love me. Because if you're the only one that ever walked this earth as a sinner, everything Jesus did, and everything that Jesus ever went through, He would do it just for you.
Amen.
No matter what. Father, thank you for the simple truth we've learned this morning. Thank you for the way you love us, and you've given that promise to us in your word. I don't know a better news than the fact that Jesus loved me. I don't know a better way for the world to understand the fact that Jesus loves me. I don't know what greater thing that a Christian could have than these simple words that Jesus loves me. So, Father, I ask, this world's awful hard on people. Help us to remember. Help us to cling to the fact that we know no matter what we're going through, no matter how brutal the day may be, no matter how harsh the week might seem, you love me. Well, heads are bowed and eyes are closed and no one's looking around. How many say this morning, Brother Marco, if I died right now, I know without a question in my mind, I would go straight to heaven. I have accepted Jesus as my Savior and I know heaven is my home. Will you slip your hand up, hold it up nice and high just for a few moments and put it down. Thank you. Put your hands down. Is there anybody here to say, Brother Marco, if I died right now, I want Jesus to love me. I'm not sure sometimes that Jesus loves me. I've never asked Jesus to save me. I know I don't want to go to hell. Brother Marco, would you pray for me that I'll let Jesus' love for me save me and give me heaven? Brother Marco, would you pray for me? Anybody like that this morning and ask me to pray for you? God bless you. I've never asked Jesus to save me. Brother Marco, pray for me that I'd ask Jesus to save me. Anyone else? Anyone else? Thank you. May put your hands down. Father, you've seen the hands of your people and you know our hearts and our lives. You know how difficult it is for us to do the things that we need to.